Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli Daf Memvav, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph and Adalef at the Mishnah. Keter Mafishim Chalas Tumma Beyomtev. How does one separate Tamei Chala on Yomtev? Reb Leza Imeh, Loi Tikra Al Hashem, Ad Te'afe. Reb Leza says he should not designate the Chala until it's baked. Ben Beseiro Imeh, Tatel Adsoinen. Ben Beseiro says he designates the Chala and then places it in cold water to prevent it from becoming Chometz. And Beshua, Loi Zeo Chometz Shemuzharin Olav. Rav Shua says this is not the chametz upon which one is warned against Bali Rabbi Lematze, rather one may separate it and leave it until the evening, and one need not be concerned if it became chametz. The Gemara says Masnisa b'shed nitmes la'acha gilgula, but nitmes koydim legilgula ya'asena kavim. The Mishnah is referring to when the dough became tamei after it was rolled, as it's already obligated in challah. But if it became tamei before it was rolled, one should make the dough into small calf-sized pieces that are not obligated in challah. Uveshelasha biyomtef avalim lasha me'erev yomtef kadodatani halash isa biyomtef mafish chalasa biyomtef lasha me'erev yomtef v'shachak lahafish chalasa osu v'taltala in soyech leima little memena. The Mishnah is also referring to when it was needed on yomtef. If it was needed before Yom Tov, it follows the Braisa that says one who needs dough on Yom Tov should separate its challah on Yom Tov. If he needed it on Erev Yom Tov and forgot to separate its challah, the dough may not be moved and certainly its challah may not be separated. Iras le'oma ela lash ha'iras lay. The Gemara asks that the Braisa did not say iras, which means he added the water to the flour before Yom Tov, but rather lash, which means he needed it. However, if he would have merely added the water to the flour, it was not yet obligated in challah, and he would be permitted to separate challah on Yom Tov. The question is that this contradicts the Mishnah in the third perek of challah that says that as soon as the water is added to the flour, challah may be separated. Amav Shmuel Achay Rabbi Brachia Tipate Beisa Tameya She'ina Mafrish Chalasa Ela B'Seif. Rabbi Shmuel answers it must be referring to Tamei challah, that one only separates challah at the end. Amav Yosef Ravun Bedin Haya Beisa Tahira Shla Yafish Chalasa Ela B'Seif Takana Tiknuba Shiyafishena Tachila Shla Tatame Es Haisa. Yosef Ravun says that strictly speaking, for tahor dough, challah should be separated at the end. They made an enactment to separate its challah at the beginning, lest the dough become tamei. Masnisa b'yom tov shel Pesach ha'avad seres v'chag muta. The Braisa referred to the yom tov of Pesach, but on Shavuos and Sukkot it's permitted to move the dough, as one could separate the challah and leave it aside. Rabbi Yosef b'Rabun, Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Acha, afilu bad seres v'chag osa al shem kamalacha lo yaseh bahem. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chuna said that it's even prohibited to move on Shavuos and Sukkos, as the Pasuk says in Shmois, Yud Beis Pasuk Tev Zayin, no melacha shall be done on them, and separating challah looks like an act of fixing. Ma bina lekanivas yerek shel truma. The Gemara asks, how is it different from kanivas yerek, which is separating the leaves from the stalks of a vegetable, of truma, which is permitted even though one is fixing the vegetable? Zu ru'i l'achila v'zu ein ru'i l'achila. The answer is, this vegetable is suitable for eating, but this challah is not. Rabbanan de Kisoin Bayan Ma Bina Le Bayre Kidnes Beyomtov. And the Rabbanan of Kisoin asked, how is this separating challah different from selecting legumes on Yomtov, which is permitted as it's needed for eating? And the Gemara does not answer the question. Ketzad Yaaseh Al Rebbe Elezer. The Gemara asks, according to Rebbe Elezer of the Mishnah, how should one separate challah on Yomtov? Ma'arim va'imeh zu ani roitze lechol, v'zu ani roitze lechol, va'ife es kula. Ukshuroide ma'arim va'imeh zu ani roitze liyashen, v'zu ani roitze liyashen, u'mishaya achas. The Gemara answers, he should say in pretense, I wish to eat this and I wish to eat this, and then bake all of it. When he has removed it from the oven, he should say in pretense, I wish to leave this one but not to eat it, and I wish to leave this one. And he should then leave one in the oven as challah.